Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to share a little bit of what's been happening in the Middle East. Chris, Pat, I mean, things are escalating, seems, every single day in one part, one country in the Middle East.
Right.
And Syria just yesterday, Fox News is reporting that they got confirmation from a U.S. official that Syria has already mixed sarin gas, sarin gas, and the chemical weapons that they have, you know, been that we know that they have, and that's very, very serious. I mean, this gas has already been mixed, and many feel. I mean, we talked just the other day, yesterday, I believe, how the president gave Assad, the president of Syria, a warning, saying, "Listen, if you do use these chemicals, there will be consequences for using these chemicals." I mean, this is horrible. And now, you know, Syria has the third largest stockpile of chemical weapons, the third largest stockpile. And we don't want these weapons to get in the wrong hands. First of all, we don't want them to use them on their own people.
No, exactly.
That'd be horrible. And we definitely don't want them getting in the hands of radical Islamists that, you know, want to use them on Israel.
Absolutely.
I mean, this is a real serious thing. And the thing about these chemicals, is the sarin gas, that once it is mixed, that they say it hasn't been loaded in a plane, and once they're thinking that they're going to do is load them on a plane and then start dropping them. And when they drop them, they just kind of leaks out the gas. But once they've been mixed, it's only good for 60 days. After 60 days, it expires and it needs to be destroyed. So it's almost like the time bomb has already been set.
Right. They've already lit the fuse.
They've already kind of lit the fuse. And some are saying that Assad is using that as a negotiation tactic to be able to get some sort of asylum in another country, to get out of there. But look at every other country. Look at every dictator has – look what he's faced. I mean, Saddam was brutally – killed. You have in Libya, Muammar Gaddafi was killed. You had Hosni Mubarak, the former president of Egypt, was totally thrown out and wound up later dying. You know, this is so you know, I don't think that may be a scenario. I think that he understands that his days are limited and that he's going to be going out and probably going to see death. And we definitely want to be prayerful and vigilant because, look, I mean, it's about to happen. I mean, it just says that it's about to happen. And you have this administration now that is for being elected a Nobel Peace Prize winner, okay? For being elected a Nobel Peace Prize winner, I mean, this administration's hand has been all over the Middle East supporting Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, essentially helping a caliphate to form around Israel. I mean, this is not good. But what we can do, what we definitely can do, and where do we go from here, is that we definitely begin to pray, for the safety of Americans, because we don't want Americans to be used now in Syria. We don't want to see our troops sent and now being put in harm's way.
Right.
We definitely want to see the safety of Israel, because Hezbollah, they're saying that Lebanon is just so close. Lebanon can come apart. And in Hezbollah, you have Hezbollah, and Hezbollah supported by Iran and Syria. And this is, you're talking about the northern border of Israel. Listen, we need to stand with Israel. We need to be prayerful. And all this is happening. And well, like, where is the church at large? Where is the outcry of prayer? Where is the outcry of standing with Israel?
Right.
The church cannot remain silent.
Right.
We have to be on the front lines and the cutting lines of prayer. If you will search the torch, you will see, search Israel, you will see how many segments we have done about Israel, supporting Israel and keeping everyone informed. But we've also placed a prayer that we've been praying for,
About three or four years now.
4 years?
At least.
Specifically for Israel. If you've missed the prophetic words, if you've missed every, let me tell you, you need to search. There's great word that was on the torch. United Nations votes to recognize the state of Palestine. Was it a good idea? Right. Not. But you got to listen to that segment. You got to get informed, because it's not just not important just to know the news, but to know what to do with the news that you are getting. What's the God's news behind the news, and how you can strategically pray? How can you strategically stand? And if you don't know what's going on and you bury your head in the sand,
mm-hmm.
how can we be there to support? How can we be there to pray?
That's right.
So listen, everything is held in God's hands, but brace yourself. Brace yourself. Use the VFN torch as a resource. It's been put together for you for the seasons and the timings, time that we are living in.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.